Em. I believe that's Irene.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store searching for the lost raffle ticket. Listen.
Now, come on, Abner. Don't just sit there. Get busy and find them raffle tickets.
Lum, I weren't the one that lost them. Why don't you hunt for them yourself?
Well, I've looked every place I can think of. Besides, I've got to get out and get me a new automobile some way. If Squire's getting his tomorrow, that don't give me much time to beat him.
It sure don't.
Be hanged if I know how I can do it, though. I've tried every way under the sun to buy one of them dad-blame things.
You might just as well give it up, Lum.
Well, I don't want to give it up. If Squire drives a new 1946 automobile down the main street for wherever I do, well, that means I'm going to lose the bet and $50.
And if you don't find them raffle tickets, that means you're going to lose $100.
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. Them things are worth a dollar apiece. I told you oughtn't to have took so many of them. Facts is, the way it turned out, you oughtn't to take none of them at all.
Yeah, are you sure they're holding the drawing today?
That's what that feller said that called up here the other day.
Oh, my goodness. What time of the day is it going to be held?
I don't know. Don't believe you ever said. All I know is it's going to be sometime today at the county seat.
Granny, we just got to find them tickets and turn them in before they have the drawing. I can't afford to put out no $100.
Why, of course you can't afford to put out a dollar even.
Looks like I just better forget about the bet with Squire and concentrate on finding them tickets.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. You just as good as lost that bet with Squire right now.
Yeah, looks like it. I ought to have had more sense than to ever get myself into that.
Amen.
Sometimes you'd think I never had no brains at all, hardly.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Exactly.
But it's true.
Oh, not all the time. Half the time. Well, better than half.
Well, now, wait a minute, don't
you? Well, here, this ain't finding them tickets. Where'd you have them last?
Well, I don't know. That's a whole trouble right there.
Well, what was the last that you recollect of them, Lum?
The last I recollect was that day when the feller come in and give them to me. Then Squire come in, and I tried to sell him one of the tickets.
That was the first day you had them. Is that the last?
Huh?
Is that the last you recollect?
Yeah.
And which hand would you hold them in?
Well, I don't know.
Well, Dogged, you ought to recollect something, Lum.
Well, why didn't you notice which hand I was holding them in? You were standing right there. You could see me better than I could.
Oh.
Granny, I believe this whole thing's your fault.
My fault?
Why, sure. You ought to watch what I done with them tickets.
I'm sorry.
You never had a thing to do while I was busy arguing with Squire and getting into that bet. Didn't you realize how much them tickets was worth?
Well, sure I did, but
don't. But you just stood right there and let me lose them. Fine friend you are.
I said I was sorry.
If we don't find them before they have that drawing, I ought to make you pay for them.
Now, just a minute now, Lum.
Well, this ain't finding the tickets.
No.
Come on, let's get busy. Now, what was the last thing you recollect?
Well, let's see. I was standing over about there. I believe I stand over next to the counter. Dogies, I don't recollect, Lum.
Yeah, I might have known I couldn't get much help from you. Well, let's see. We've searched every place I can think of, so there ain't no use going over that again.
No.
I recollect reading somewhere that sometimes you can find something you've lost by just sitting and shutting your eyes and letting it come to you, sort of.
Sit there and let it come to you?
Yeah, I see. I did.
Well, that might work in case of a dog or a cat that you've lost, but it won't work in case of them tickets.
Well, Abner, I
ain't you sure it'll work in case of a dog, neither, lest he knowed how to open the door. Cat, of course, could climb in the window. Or at least ways Geraldine can, but as far as them tickets are concerned...
Abner, I never meant the tickets was going to just get up and walk over to it.
Why, of course not. Them things can't move around. Well, I reckon if a strong wind was to hit them...
Now, just hold your horses, Abner. This idea I was telling you about was sort of supernational. Something like conjuring up a vision, you might say.
Huh?
What you do is close your eyes and make your mind a blank.
That I can do.
And then sometimes this thing you've been trying to think of just sort of comes to you all of a sudden.
Huh.
I don't know whether it'll work or not, but we've got to try something.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be fun. Let's see now what I want to find. I lost a pearl handle pocket knife about 11 years ago. About to get that back.
It's them raffle tickets we're trying to find.
Well, I know it. Just so as long as we're doing this, I'd try to pick up a few other things, too.
Well, just concentrate on the tickets for now.
All right,
now let's sit down here and shut our eyes.
Yeah, that's easy.
You got them closed?
Yeah.
All right, make your mind a blank.
Make my mind a blank?
Yeah, and for you, that ought to be easy, too.
Well, I'll try. Ain't had much practice, that sort of thing.
Just hush up now. Don't say nothing for a few minutes.
All right.
Anything come to you? Can you see anything?
Why, of course not. I got my eyes shut.
Well, just keep them shut for a while longer and concentrate some more.
All right. But wait a minute. You ain't playing some kind of a trick on me, are you, Long?
A trick?
I recollect one night at a church sociable, they got me into some kind of a game and told me to shut my eyes and count to 100. When I opened my eyes, why, everybody went home, the varmints.
Well, they more than likely just got tired of listening to you trying to count up to 100. Now, keep quiet.
Could've
don't
did
say
it by
a word.
Fives, is it been quicker?
Just be a blank.
Yeah.
Well, for the law of me sakes, what kind of a store is this? Body can come in here and rob you fellas blind. Wake up
well,
here.
Well, wait a minute. We ain't asleep, Grandpap. We're hunting for some raffle tickets.
With your eyes shut?
Yeah.
That's a hot one.
Well, I'll admit it does sound sort of silly, but it was Lom's idea.
Well, it ain't so silly. Folks has found things this way before. See, what you do, Grandpap, you shut your eyes and just your mind be a blank, and chances are it'll come to you where you left whatever it is you've lost.
It don't work, though, I'll tell you that.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. I've heard of looking for stuff that way.
You have?
Oh, sure. I even used it myself one time. Must have been 6-7 years ago. Charity lost a cameo brooch of hers, and she hunted in high and low for that thing.
Cameo brooch?
Yeah, my nephew Luke come over and helped hunt. His woman come over and all the youngins.
Well,
they couldn't find it nowhere. All the time, I kept trying to get them to use that idea about sitting down with a blank mind, but they wouldn't listen to me.
Well, I ain't too sure to blame them.
But finally, they all give up, and they said, all right, Milford, go ahead and try this pigeon-toed idea of yours.
They did.
So I said, all right, I'll do it.
That's a
And I done it, too.
Well.
I sat right down in that rocker, and I closed my eyes, and I'd taken on the blankest one-spavin-legged mind you ever seen.
Hmm.
Oh, I done it upright. Sat right there.
Well, I do know. What happened?
Yes, sir, I sat right there, and what'd you say, Abner?
I say, what happened?
Why, I don't believe I recollect just what did happen. We never found the brooch, though, I know that.
Never found it?
No, sir. Funny where that thing could have went to.
Oh.
Bought that thing for charity in Little Rock in 1911. Frank Lurch was with me.
Frank
had a new straw hat. Wind come up and it blowed the hat down the street right into a dentist's store.
Well, Grandpap, we ain't got time for
So me and Frank rushed in there, and first thing you know, Frank was sitting in a dentist's chair. Before we could get out of there, Frank lost 3 teeth. Talk about losing things. And do you know who that dentist was?
Grandpap, we've got to find them raffle tickets or else it's going to cost Lom $100.
Well, see, you'll never believe it when I tell you who that dentist was.
Grandpap, we don't care who it was right now. We've got to work fast here.
No, I'll say
yes,
we
sir,
do.
I'll just tell you. That dentist was Dr. Henry W. Branley.
Henry W. Branley?
Yes, sir, believe it or not.
What about it? I don't know nobody by that name. Is he an old friend of yours?
No, I never set eyes on him before or since. But that all struck me as being a peculiar name for a dentist, Branley. You know what size shoe that dentist wore?
Grandpap, we don't care what size shoe he wore. I told you we got to find them raffle tickets.
Tickets, you say?
Yeah, them that Lom lost the other day.
Well, here, just a minute. Let me look in my pocket.
Ain't no use for you.
Are these what you're looking for?
No, the ones where... Doggies, that's them. For the land's sake, where'd you get them, Grandpap? Look at there, Lom.
I don't know. Must have picked them up one day when I was over here. When I get home at night, Charity General runs through my pockets and asks me where I got this and where I got that, and I never could tell where I got this.
Dogged Lom, you better get on the phone right now and call that outfit at
just
the county.
Exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, hurry up.
Granny, this is going to save me $100.
Yes,
hello, Mamie.
Hooray for you,
would
Mamie.
You get hold of that veterans organization there at the county seat for me, please, Mom?
Quick.
Yeah, and hurry it up. This is important.
That's the time.
Mom, oh, he's fine and I'm fine. Everybody's fine. Go ahead and get the number for me. Now, if I could just figure out some way to get a new car before Squire gets here tomorrow, I'd sure be sitting pretty.
I'm afraid that's asking too much for one day.
Wait a minute. Hello? Say, my name is Lom Edwards, and I got some of them raffle tickets and...
A hundred of them.
Oh, you've done helped the drawing.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, me. Well, that's all I wanted then. Goodbye. Granny, if I don't have the worst luck, all I can do now is just... pay for them tickets.
Well, who won the prize, did they say?
No, they just said number 276 won it.
No, because I'd love to know who the feller is that had that number 276.
Yeah, maybe I could buy the car from him.
Wait a minute, Long. Look at these tickets of yours here. This 100 tickets you got, they run from 200 to 300. So 276 must be one of these.
Let me see that.
All right, Doggy Slum, you're the winner. You win that new 1946 automobile, sure as the world. Now you can beat old Squire.
Granny's good for me.
I can't wait to see you drive your car down the street ahead of Squire tomorrow.
I can see myself now whizzing around the corner and driving down the street 90 miles an hour. Old Squire handing over that $50 bet. Wait a minute. I just happened to think.
What's your trouble?
Oh, my. Now, I did it.
What's the matter?
I don't know how to drive a car.
Well, Lum, you'd better do some fast learning between now and tomorrow morning, or you're still going to lose that bet. So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, when you come home from work feeling tired and tense and achy, try this. Relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drop into an easy chair, get your feet up, and drink a tall glass of pleasant-tasting, sparkling Alka-Seltzer. That's one of the extras Alka-Seltzer offers you. Relief from muscular fatigue, as well as relief from occasional headaches, acid indigestion, and the ache-all-over feverish feeling of cold. It's an extra reason why you should never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. Another reason why you should get that extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Buy two packages instead of one. Then, when your tablets get down to four, with an extra package, you'll have some more.